Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium coming up at 8:20. We'll see if there were any nuggets during the Bill Belichick interview moments ago.
Oh, there was a bunch of them.
You got a bunch of nuggets?
I mean, I think...
All right, well, hold those nuggets.
Yeah, hold
those nuggets, Wiggy, because right now Boomer Esiason joins us, brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating oil and HVAC pros that Greater Boston and the Cape depend on, at McFarlandEnergy.com. By Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. By Town Fair Tire for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And Boomer is brought to you by your New England Kubota tractor dealers, and he joins us this morning on the Harbor One hotline. Hey, Boomer.
You guys still talking to me?
It's contractually required.
It is contractually required. I have to tell you, I just want to say thank you to Chad Ryland for missing that field goal because I couldn't watch anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I played in a lot of ugly games. You know, I played in the car wash game up there at Sullivan Stadium many, many years ago. This was kind of like that, but it was painful to watch the game. I felt bad for both defenses. I guess they played reasonably well.
Yeah.
But when you have no offense, what's to speak of, and you're turning the ball over? I mean, for the New York perspective, Tommy DeVito's actually a pretty cool story. For the New England perspective, it's the same story over and over and over again, and this is basically a mess.
Mac Jones has now been benched 4 times this season. Is that an NFL record?
It may be, man. It's actually sad to watch. It looks like, you know, the body language tells me everything. It's the performance tells me everything. It's like they're just waiting for him to make a mistake. He's waiting for himself to make a mistake. It's kind of like watching Zach Wilson. I don't think it's quite as bad, but when you're turning the ball over the way that Mac has turned it over this year, to get benched 4 times tells you all you need to know. And I'm sure that those coaches are looking at that film going, they can't explain some of the decisions that he's making.
We've been arguing about it this morning and for quite some time, I guess, on this show. Who is most responsible for his regression? And I mean regression this season. First couple games, he actually looked pretty good. Is it on Mac Jones or is it on his coaches?
It's 100% on Mac Jones. I mean, I can't sit here and tell you that Bill O'Brien and Bill Belichick forgot how to coach football players and coach offense. If we want to go back to last year and we want to talk about Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, maybe that was the excuse from last year. I'm sure that they're sitting somewhere going, my God, thank God I don't have to be in the middle of this anymore, because maybe the quarterback just doesn't have it. The amazing thing to me is that 2 years ago, I voted him as Rookie of the Year over Ja'Marr Chase. And I thought he had a tremendous rookie season, and he got the team to the playoffs. Watching what has happened to him over the last 2 years is virtually unexplainable to me, because I think the Patriots, well, I guess you could say that the offensive line's been in a state of flux, and he really has no playmakers. He doesn't have a Rob Gronkowski, doesn't have a Julian Edelman or a Wes Welker, or Randy Moss for that matter. But I would just say eventually it comes back to the player himself and whether or not he raises all boats. And he has not been able to do that last year I'll give him the pass because of the coaching situation. This year I can't do that. I got to say it goes back to him and him only.
I mean the entire fleet has sunk.
It has.
Even the dinghies. There's nothing that's floating anywhere.
And that's the other problem too. He's not good enough to mask any of the other issues that the team is going through, whether it be injuries or just bad draft picks or guys that just. Watching two quarterbacks yesterday play in Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts and watch them play in a game at times where it looked like, you know, they had lost a little bit, but then again, they gained it back. And I mean, it was just competitive as hell from the quarterback position. And both guys are going toe to toe, back and forth. You know, that's how your quarterback has to be in this league. You know, I always wondered why Tom Brady would slam the tablet down or you'd scream at a coach or he'd be in some player's face. And I believe it's the psychological warfare that he was playing with himself. In other words, that he was getting so angry that he had to get himself into the game, especially if he was flat starting the game. And I don't see any of that from Mac Jones whatsoever. And it's maybe we saw a little bit of it last year because he was frustrated. But what I'm talking about is the anger that gets you back into the game and to be as competitive as you can possibly be. And both of those quarterbacks in the Buffalo-Philly game yesterday exuded that kind of confidence and that kind of anger that they were not going to let their team lose.
Boomer, if he's responsible for his regression, then what's his future like in the league? It doesn't seem like it's, you know, different scenario. We're going to see a different Mac Jones, different place, different view, better Mac Jones. It seems like this is now an issue that he's going to deal with no matter where he lands in this league.
He's going to be in the quarterback car wash now, Courtney. He is going to end up on another team as a backup. And maybe somewhere along the line, the light clicks, you know, could it be, San Francisco, like Sam Darnold is out there now backing up Brock Purdy. I mean, Baker Mayfield trying to find his footing in Tampa. I would say Gardner Minshew is another example of a guy that, you know, is right place, right time. Guy gets hurt, team trusts them, they're winning with him, and all of a sudden his confidence is ballooning. So I think that's where we are with Mac Jones right now. It's just a matter of time before he's out of there. The same thing with Zach Wilson, for that matter, here in New York. I mean, there's no way that they can bring him back. The fans are not going to put up with it, and I don't think the fans would put up with it in New England, too, if they brought him back. So he's in the car wash or he's headed to the car wash, and it's going to be, you know, some backup spot somewhere, and then if somebody gets hurt, maybe he gets a chance to kind of resurrect his career.
Boomer, I don't even know if that's the case, because I think the thing that you've kind of talked about is some of the regression he's making. And all you have to do, I think, if you're Mac Jones, is just go out there and be a game manager and don't make bad decisions. But it seems like he's completely doing that, and mentally he is broken. And I don't know if you can fix a guy like that, especially at the hottest position on the field, which is quarterback.
Well, he needs a new place. He has to try to start over somewhere, as far away from the Patriots as he possibly can. And it's really unfortunate. It's a hard thing to watch. It's a hard thing to watch a young man go through. You know, he's living out his dream, but his dream has turned into the ultimate nightmare. And I kind of get where you're coming from, Jermaine. We've both been there. We both have had struggles, I'm sure. You had struggles. I had struggles as a player. And it's really hard watching young players go through stuff like this. And I think Phil Simms said it yesterday. I know he said it off air. I don't necessarily know that he would have said it on air. But I could say it here. Most quarterbacks have to go to hell before they can go to heaven. And I would say that Mac Jones is firmly entrenched in hell right now. I mean, he is it's a nightmare, and he can't explain to himself the decisions that he's making and what it's doing to his team. So I'm sure he's got a heavy heart as well as a conscience that has been under fire probably for the last 7 to 8 weeks.
Bill O'Brien was facing the 30th ranked defense in the NFL yesterday, yet they go out and throw the ball 23 times in the first half with a quarterback who's on the verge of a mental breakdown. Does he bear any responsibility in this?
I think he does too, but I also think that the coaches are pushing Mac. They're trying to get him to get into the game, to get into flow. I mean, what do you want to do? Like throw four times in the first half? I mean, and just play careful and try to protect them, or you just want them to go out there and just let it loose? And maybe everybody wants to win. I called this 2 weeks ago with you guys the tankable game, and or tankathon game, I should say. And this is the tankathon game, And, you know, the Patriots now have the third overall pick in the draft as the Arizona Cardinals lost again yesterday. But I have to say that out of all the teams that I have watched now, I would say Carolina's the worst. The Patriots are the second worst. With Kyler Murray back under center, you know, there's something to watch at least in Arizona. Maybe they might sneak out a few more wins here just because he's on the field. But, man, the Patriots are stuck in neutral, if not going backwards at this moment. I don't see where they're going to get another win.
Did you ever envision a scenario where Bill Belichick's team would look and resemble anything like this?
No. And this is why there is legitimacy about, all right, what does the future hold for Coach? Where's he going to go? You know, does Bob Kraft want to go through another go-round like they've gone now for four straight years? I don't necessarily know that Mr. Kraft would have the patience for it, but I never expected to ever see anything like this. And I'm sure Bill is inside is probably tore up pretty good. He probably will not show it. He never really shows his hand, whether they're winning or losing. So I would think that these last 6 or 7 weeks are not going to be easy for anybody in that building. And I would imagine a decision is going to be coming relatively soon, right after the season is over, when these Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick sit down, regardless of what the contract status is or any of that other stuff. You have to be realistic about where you are, what's going on, and what does the future hold, and whether or not you want to keep doing what you've been doing over the last 4 years. No matter how much respect you have for a guy, I think everybody's got to look at this from a reality position and just say, hey, look, man, this ain't going the right way and it doesn't feel right. And that's where I am right now, at least.
Do you think Mac was Bill's pick or Robert Kraft's pick?
I would think because of the very good relationship between Bill and Nick Saban, you know, Bill had intel on Mac that he felt very comfortable with. You're assuming that Bill Belichick controls all the decisions on the roster, maybe with the exception of whatever happened with Tom Brady and how it went down. But you know how Tom Brady just felt like, all right, I had to go somewhere else. I got to go somewhere else. I just got to taste, you know, freedom and see what it's like in another part of the country and another team. And he picked the right team, you know, going to a division that was going through a state of change for the other three teams in that division. And he won another Super Bowl. I think maybe Bill Belichick follows that same path. That's what it feels like to me.
The question of the week for Boomer is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the trusted source in Greater Boston and the North Shore, and all of Cape Cod for home heating oil delivery and HVAC work. And Boomer, how did the officials not call the horse collar in that Bills game last night?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Gene Steratore was I think I saw him after. I didn't see him after, but I saw how he was pretty livid about the fact that that was not called. And, you know, there are a bunch of calls that go unnoticed, and depends the sport, depends the player, how they perceive, I think, the quarterback out of the pocket. In this case, Josh Allen's always out of the pocket, but it's definitely a penalty 100 times, and it was shocking to all of us that it wasn't called.
Boomer, how difficult is it to be a player on a 2-9 team with the games you're looking ahead at to just worry about getting wins instead of just worrying about yourself and maybe not getting hurt and looking forward to next season and kind of leaving this one behind?
You know, Corey, Courtney, you are now talking to an expert in this this field. I played for the Bengals, the Jets, and the Cardinals in the 90s, the 80s, and the 90s, otherwise known as the Bermuda Triangle of the NFL. So I've played on a few of these teams, and one of the teams was the 95 Jets, and we were 3-13. I ended up taking a really bad concussion at the hands of Bruce Smith and the Bills and missed about 4.5 or 5 games, I think. And all I could tell you is that when I came back and I was put back under center because the guys in front of me couldn't play, I got the guys together for the last 4 or 5 games, I think it was, and I sat them down in a meeting and I said, look, guys, and this was all the offensive guys, I said, I want you to give me every single goal that you have, both on an individual game basis and then what you'd like to accomplish and what numbers you'd like to have at the end of your name for the season. And I said, by the way, the entire NFL is watching us on video, so whatever you put out there, whether you're here next year or you're somewhere else, people are going to know who you are depending on how we play these last 4 or 5 games. So I kind of try to get everybody to focus in that way, do it individually, and make them realize whatever performance they put forth, would determine where their futures would lie. And one guy, his name was Wayne Corbett, happened to be a rookie. And he took everything I said seriously, and he turned his career into something that he could be very, very proud of. And there were other guys on that team, Richie Anderson and Adrian Morrell. I could think of those two guys that did the same thing. Kyle Brady did the same thing. So I had a bunch of really young guys who understood that if they went out there and they applied themselves, they could go on to have very good careers, which many of them did.
If you had to get hurt, would you have preferred that concussion or the chunk of flesh that Tua had taken from his arm on Friday night?
Oh, my God. Oh. I would, first of all, I wouldn't want any injury, but I will say the concussion that I took from Bruce Smith was probably the worst injury that I had suffered as an NFL player because it did knock me out for at least four games.
Just curious if you agreed with Tom Brady's sentiments on the current state of the NFL, that it's been a mediocre product. Just from my perspective, I think the college product has been far better, far more consistent as just a viewer than the NFL has been this year.
Well, depending on which college game you're watching. The thing about the college game, man, they freaking review everything, and the official, the referee, has got to go over to the sideline and look at that stupid monitor for an hour. Like, an hour of the game is spent reviewing the game. Right. It's ridiculous, but... Tom does have a point. I think offensive lines around the league are beaten and battered. I think quarterbacks around the league, especially the starting quarterbacks that are missing, have something to do with the product that we're watching. But when the games are played at a very high level, like the Philadelphia-Buffalo game yesterday, there's nothing quite like it. So I think as we get here towards the end of the season and some of the better teams are going to be playing against each other, hopefully the product is going to get a little bit better. But there are a lot of reasons why. I would agree with Tom, but then there are some reasons that I would have that would probably go against some of the things that he's thinking about.
All right, Boomer, as always, thank you. Our fan mantra here is only six more weeks left, so we'll just keep saying that, and we'll talk to you again next
week. That's a pretty high hill to stand on, so good. I'm glad to be here with you.
Thanks, Boomer.
All right, guys, see ya.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots dropped to 2-9 on the season with a 10-7 loss to the Giants. Mac Jones got the start. He completed 12 of 21 passes for 89 yards and two interceptions. He lasted a half before Bailey Zappe came in. Bailey completed 9 of 14 passes for 54 yards and an interception. The team did have a chance to tie it up at the end, but Chad Rylan missed the field goal. After the game, Mac was asked if he felt like he was prepared for this game. Here's his answer.
Do you feel that you were put in the best position to succeed heading into this game?
Yeah, I mean, it's my job to go out there and play well regardless of the circumstance, so there's no excuses not to, and had a few bad throws and just wasn't on the same page with the offense today, so I got to do a better job, you know, creating that standard and making sure we communicate.
To repeat the question, do you feel like you were put in the best spot to win today?
I just answered it, yeah. Thanks. I don't know what you want me to say. I just answered it. Yeah, like I said, I mean, it's my job to go out there and play well. And I'm an NFL quarterback, and I need to do a better job of that. So it is what it is.
Max 12 interceptions is the most by a Patriots QB through 11 games since 1999.
Yeah, my man is a puddle upstairs in his mind.
Yeah.
His head is gone.
But if you're intentionally obtuse and you're called out for being obtuse, don't be pissed about it. Right. Just answer the question. Yeah. Like, what is he doing? He's doing a disservice to himself. What's so hard with it? Yeah, I wish I had more reps in practice this week. Next.
But yeah. I don't think he looks at it like that. I think he did get a ton of reps.
Why do you think he said we weren't on the same page?
I think he meant like his poor play wasn't on the same page. Like his poor play was on a different page. I didn't take it that way. It's like he wasn't getting enough reps.
Patriots Monday will continue with Gresham Foyer when they talk to Lawrence Guy and Hunter Henry, while Jones and Mego will talk with Matthew Slater and Mac Jones, I think. It could be Bailey Zappi, but it'll be one of the two quarterbacks. And now it's time to review this week's powerful play brought to you by Enel, helping companies tackle their clean energy goods, and it's got to go to the missed field goal.
Ryland from 35 will attempt to tie the game. Rollins' kick is no good. Wide to the left.
Giants immediately let off fireworks for that one. So I got big win for them.
Got a nugget when you asked about that question.
Which one? What?
About the kicker.
About the kicker?
Ooh, yes.
All right, we'll get all your nuggets coming up. I'm sure there are a lot of nuggets to be had.
A lot of sauce we need
to put in these
nuggets.
You should have asked Bill, where is Tommy DeVito from?
They didn't make it clear during the broadcast.
Yeah,
is he from the New Jersey area?
I think he's French.
Okay. All right.
The Celtics took down the Hawks last night on the road. They got it done without Drew Holiday or Kristaps Porzingis. Final score of that one, 113-103. And the Bruins are back in action tonight against the Blue Jackets on the road. And that was brought to you by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Get a new Subaru during the Share the Love event, and Subaru and its retailers will donate $300 to charity. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Phenomenal job in the interview, Courtney Cox. 46 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon high, a partly cloudy 54.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.